This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Ann Decker with the Friday edition of the Daily Buzz, almost to the weekend. AccuWeather is out with their winter weather prediction. They see an active snowy winter in the Northeast, wet in the Southwest, and plenty of snow in California. For us, they're predicting milder than normal temps through December, then Arctic cold coming down from Canada. Of course, AccuWeather doesn't use old-timey traditions and woolly bear caterpillars like the Farmer's Almanac. This is very scientific. Hey, winter is winter. And yes, it's just a prognostication. How important is it to have good co-workers? Well, very important. In fact, word out, 84% of us say a job can't be great if you don't have great co-workers. 67% of those polled said they'd have at least one co-worker they consider a close friend. And employees who are friends with their co-workers are more than twice as likely to look forward to going to work as those who aren't friendly with their co-workers. I like most of mine. Want to be more successful with your exercise routine? Work out with a buddy. Yes, according to a new study, 70% of couples who went to the gym together went consistently, compared to 25% of the study participants who went to the gym alone. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Remember when Airbnb rented out the Wienermobile for a weekend earlier this year? Well, now they've come up with another stunt that might actually be cooler. How about a visit and sleep on the Goodyear blimp? Meager $150 a night. But before you get your hopes up too high, you won't be flying over a football game. The blimp will be in its hangar in Mogador, Ohio. Have a dog, you're likely to live longer. Scientific study says people who own dogs might live longer, have better cardiovascular health. And dog ownership appears to be particularly beneficial to heart attack and stroke survivors who live alone. In the study, people who survived a heart attack and lived alone were 33% less likely to die after being released from the hospital if they had a dog. And for stroke survivors, it was a 27% lower risk. For heaven's sakes, get a dog. Al Van has a kettle full of them, just waiting for their forever homes. Perhaps you've heard Mattel has released a new Barbie. This is the 2019 Barbie Career of the Year doll. It's a judge with a black robe and tiny gavel. Barbie even has a white lace collar, similar to the one worn by Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court. So, this is Ruth Barbie Ginsburg. A woman in California is going viral after she posted a rant about Halloween candy on a neighborhood Facebook page. Quote, "Cheap candy has somehow infiltrated our community and it has to stop. We are an affluent neighborhood, and this status should be reflected in our candy provisions," unquote. Post wound up on a Twitter account called Best of Next Door. Now it's going viral. She's begging her neighbors to hand out full-size candy bars instead of the mini one. Excellent day one of Project Personal Care. Thank you. Live at the Family Dollar in South Haven as we collect personal care items for those in need. Toilet paper, diapers, toothpaste, soap, shampoo, and the like. Day two today. We'll be there live again after 9. All these items will be distributed by the Southwest Michigan Community Action Agency and their partner agencies in Van Buren, Berrien, and Cass counties. Stop by, pick up a few items, donate them at Family Dollar in South Haven today or tomorrow. Project Personal Care, live on Cozy. Alcohol News out of Missouri. Where a man who witnessed a hit-and-run driver fleeing the scene of an accident took matters into his own hands, captured the felon with a gun made from his thumb and index finger. Driver jumped out of the car to avoid getting caught when Mark Russo pointed his index finger at the driver and yelled, "Stop or I'll shoot!" J. Jeremy Stockert, who'd broken into a run, looked back at Rousseau and stopped at his tracks, putting his hands in the air for good measure. Stockert remained at the scene until cops arrived to charge him with reckless driving and driving without a license, insurance, or valid plates. Knucklehead. That's another week of the Daily Buzz on Cozy. You find something buzzable, get it to me, Paul at WCSY.com. Drop things off here at the station on M140 in South Haven. We have a drop box outside the building if it's over the weekend. You can leave a message on our Facebook page. Just copy and paste a link there. Daily Buzz podcasts are available at WCSY.com, our website, great podcasting outlets like iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. You can even ask Alexa to play Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM Daily Podcasts. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why they call it the present. I'm Paul Andecker. Let's buzz again on Monday. Have a great weekend.